Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم رب هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين.
And he said, My Lord, grant me authority and join me with the righteous.
وَاجْعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ.
And grant me a reputation of honor among later generations.
وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ.
And place me among the inheritors of the Garden of Pleasure.
Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we have reached the 85th verse of this chapter. وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ. And make me of the heirs of the Garden of Bliss. This verse is the continuation of how Prophet Abraham supplicates in the presence of the Lord of the world. At first, he said, رَبِّ هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. My Lord, bestow wisdom on me and join me with the righteous. Then he moved on to ask the Lord about goodly mention among the posterity and the next generations. And then Prophet Abraham changes the scope of his seeing from the life of this world to the eternal life and hereafter, when he starts his fourth supplication by saying, وَجَعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ. Make me of the heirs of the Garden of Bliss. So he doesn't think that merely having good mention among the people of his time is enough. He is worried about his hereafter, so he knows that he is in need of the good remembrance of him by the people of this world. That is why he asked Allah, لِسَانْ صِدْقْ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, and right after that, وَجَعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ. One of the reasons why he will be among the heirs of the Garden of Bliss is that لِسَانْ صِدْقْ. Anyway, this Garden of Bliss is the paradise, wherein there are abundant material and spiritual blessings, the bounties which have neither any destruction nor any weariness and burden. They are some bounties that are not even understandable for us, because we are the prisoners of this world. Neither our ordinary minds could consider them, nor our eyes have seen them, nor our ears have heard them. ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. The traditions suggest.
تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
series
of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qum.
So this is the fourth supplication of Prophet Abraham. وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ. Make me of the heirs of the Garden of Bliss. Now, the application of heir, وَرَثَةِ, concerning paradise, might be for the sake that every person has a house in paradise and a house in hell. When he is sent to hell, his house in paradise will be given to others, and vice versa. And this is what our Islamic traditions suggest. Anyway, the application of the word heir, waratha, is really noteworthy, and it could be implied from this verse that the blessings and bounties of hereafter, the bounties of Garden of Bliss, are like heritage. Why? Because heritage is a kind of wealth that you earn without having that much burden and challenge in your life. Someone else passes on and you earn the heritage. You inherit their wealth without having done anything. Now, since heritage is something that you earn without any problems and without having tried for, the blessings of hereafter, respecting to what you did in this world, are like heritage, because you have done nothing. When you consider all the blessings the Almighty Allah gave you in this world, and you have thanked Him just a little. Anyway, these are only four supplications of Abraham and demands that we really need to be aware of and consider them in our supplications. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to make us the heirs of the Garden of Bliss and ordain for us a goodly mention among the posterity as well. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
But for me, what